WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Phil Lipoff. Five Memphis police officers are in custody and have been charged with second-degree murder and other offenses in the beating death of Tyre Nichols. The 29-year-old pulled over in a traffic stop earlier this month, tried to run before officers allegedly beat him. He died 3 days later. The officers were fired last week. The nation's gross domestic product grew 2.9% in the last 3 months of 2022. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says it shows Americans are still spending even with inflation.
Specifically, we saw consumer spending on goods and services rise a bit. Also, federal government spending, state and local government spending as well. That was offset, though, by a drop in spending for housing. We know the housing market has dropped significantly as interest rates continue to rise. There was also a drop in exports.
A judge in San Francisco has ordered video and audio police recordings to be released to the public in the hammer attack of Nancy Pelosi's husband back in October. That could come as early as today. This is ABC News. One day after President Biden announced the U.S. is sending more than 30 tanks to Ukraine to fight Russian aggression, more than 50 Russian missiles were fired at Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Another brutal day of attacks for this country. Russia continuing that tactic to try and knock out the grid here. It continues to be under increasing pressure. And we're seeing signs that the fighting is still incredibly intense in this region in the eastern Donbass. Throughout today, we've been hearing the boom of artillery constantly for hours.
Some Democratic progressive lawmakers are slamming the new remote asylum application process introduced by President Biden. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
The right to seek asylum is enshrined in domestic and international law. And the United States is a shining example. And we have sought and aspired to be an example.
The new remote application process specifically affects people in Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Phil Lipoff, ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The State Bar of Wisconsin says the shortage of prosecutors and public defenders is a constitutional crisis. The lawyers group says the right to a fair and speedy trial in Wisconsin is at stake. WisPolitics.com reports 24 district attorneys in Wisconsin have left office before their terms expired in the past 4 years. The public defender's office says it's about 20% short-staffed. New drivers in Wisconsin got to skip their road tests during the pandemic. Now, the DMV wants to make its driving test waiver permanent. The DMV says 87% of new drivers got a waiver since May of 2020. There's plenty of concern that not testing new drivers on the road is making driving more dangerous. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway today only. There are some rules. Go to civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If
you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents, a Thursday edition of some tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right. It's not just any Thursday. It's the better enjoy the snow while you can Thursday. It's a... what else is going on today, Thursday? Oh, yeah, we're doing the $1 million giveaway.
Yeah.
We're doing the... And it launched this morning to a barrage. A barrage of people. It seems to be going very well. I don't want to throw out any things. I've just got to tell you, go to civicmedia.us/million. And sign up right away because it is going fast.
There is a lot of interest in the advertising that we are giving away today, Brian.
Yeah, if you haven't heard or for some reason have been living under a rock, Civic, because we've been blasting it everywhere. Civic Media is giving away $1 million in free advertising. And if you're a business of any kind whatsoever, just go to civicmedia.us/million. And you can sign up today only, and you can sign up to have your ads run on Civic Media. I know a couple of friends of mine who've done so, there's a lot of people around the state doing so. It's the thing you should take advantage of. It's a month of free advertising. Why not try it and see if it works for you? So, yeah, tell them Dueling Tangents sent you.
I was going to say, that's the most important thing
there
today.
There is a drop-down, yeah. again, I've used a lot of tactics to go and get people to sell, but right now all I got to tell you is, you know, if you're listening on Dueling Tangents, you hear about this, go down and check it out. Scroll down and hit Dueling Tangents when they ask you what show you heard it on, and get it in there quick, because...
We are but 1 hour on this network, Brian, but we are a mighty hour. I'm just...
We do have. Listen, let's go down the list. I mean, we've gotten Ron Johnson's people to tweet in real time in response to what we talked about.
We finally got Frederick Prenn to resign from the Natural Resources Board. I'm going to take credit for
our campaign. Yeah, I might as well. Our campaign to remove Fred Prenn really helped out.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we closed his dental practice years before we even started the show. So. That part was really awesome. Powerful.
This is some George Santos-esque like bragging rights.
Honestly, I got to give a lot of credit to George Santos. He's really been a friend and a mentor
just
to
a pioneer.
Here.
Yes, a pioneer here on Dueling Tangents.
Yeah.
But yes.
He actually was a pioneer. He actually came out and settled half of Wisconsin.
He is now amending those FCC or FEC, federal, I think it's, I forget which agency oversees it, that he's FEC filing.
Not gonna be an agency anymore when the Republicans take over, huh?
He's got some questions to answer about that $700,000 personal loan that he lent his campaign, but he's not answering those questions. But we've got some headlines here that we're going to jump into closer to home, Brian. But again, it is the $1 million advertising giveaway. Take advantage, one day only. Let them know that Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian sent you. And get a portion of the $1 million in free advertising we are giving away today only. If you're listening to this in a podcasted version tomorrow, I'm so sorry. You missed the chance. But if you're listening live today or listening to a podcast later in the day on Thursday, January 26th, as a gentleman waves to me through the Solidarity Realty Studios windows here on Madison's
New York. I'm pretty sure that gentleman just signed up.
Yeah, maybe. But you can head over to the website.
That's the only reason to be so happy today.
There's only a couple more hours left in the day. You're going to want to not miss your chance to sign up and be a portion of the giveaway. And there's been some real intense, you know, friendly competition going on, Bri.
Yeah.
Todd Alba earlier on his show showed up in a suit coat and a bow tie for his show with the yeah, he was doing the whole bit, the $1 million giveaway. And
I think Todd's just trying to did he tell you to mention that? Because I think he's just trying to drop subtle hints a lot.
No, but he called us.
I was in the office last, he said, should I wear like a suit? Because I was in just my jumpsuit, because I'm like, I'm going to crawl around and get wires and be in the middle of a shack. So yeah. I'm going to put together something in the middle of a shack. I'm wearing that outfit. And he's like, I think I'm going to dress up. I guess, you know, again, one more thing. Dueling Tangents is influencing people to dress up.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
We took on the friendly wager of a six-pack of favorite Wisconsin brew for whose show does better today during the giveaway. So if you like Todd, you can also say the Todd Alba show. Have I opened what? No.
Have you opened it yet?
He hasn't purchased it yet for us, but we'll get there soon.
Oh, okay. I'm just...
It's a great friendly competition. We're really excited to have all the small businesses that are signing up today to get the chance to work with the Civic Media sales team, craft a message that will work for their small business, and to broadcast it across the state of Wisconsin on a Civic Media radio station closest to them. Because it's not just Madison and Waukesha, it's all around the state. Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, mm-hmm. Green Bay, Oshkosh, everywhere. We are popping up all around Wisconsin.
From everywhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So civicmedia.us/million. And Brian, thinking about something that's going on for all Wisconsinites, we've got a state Supreme Court race coming up in just about 4.5 weeks. February 21st will be the primary election for the state Supreme Court race, and it's coming up quick.
The ads have already begun. I've seen Janet Protasiewicz everywhere on billboards around when I drive around in the Milwaukee town to Waukesha. She's been running for like 14 years, so... Or it seems so, anyway. At least in political years, she's
all these election cycles get drowned out longer and longer.
She announced
longer.
A long time ago, yeah. But she's been out ahead of the game, and she's doing a great job because everybody knows about her.
And I mean, nothing was as bad as Tom Nelson launching before the 2020 race that he was running against Ron Johnson, and that one was tough. That was a campaign that went really, really long. So these cycles are only getting longer and longer, Brian, but this one's pretty abbreviated. And yes, it may seem like it's been going on for a real long time, but I think that's a little bit of the jet lag from the fact that the November midterms wrapped up so close to this one getting underway and starting to gain steam. Yeah. And we have four candidates across the political spectrum. It is a nonpartisan race, but there is still a partisan spectrum that these candidates get judged on. And I think it's going to be it's a four-way race, and it's hard to tell right now which way this race is going to shake down. There are two conservative-leaning candidates, two liberal-slash-progressive-leaning candidates. And today, we have a news story out about an interesting dynamic. And so we don't want to speculate. That is one thing we don't do here at Dueling Tangents. We try to lay out the facts. We try to discuss these
issues. If we do speculate, we'll clearly tell you we're speculating, or we'll attribute it to George Santos. But this one, I'm not going to joke about. Let's get into the facts.
Yeah, so Daniel Bice with a piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel A UWM student died of fentanyl poisoning. Here's why his family has questions for Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Darrow. Now, Jennifer Darrow was the presiding judge for the Darryl Brooks Jr. case that was widely televised, the Waukesha Parade tragedy, last fall. And with that pretty quick celebrity, she then launched a campaign for this state Supreme Court race that is coming up with its primary in just a matter of weeks. And, Brian...
And to be clear, if I was her... And I was in her position, and I ever thought about running for that, that was the exact time to do it, because you're not going to have any more ripe of a time than that to do so. So, again, from my point of view, good job. Keep going, please.
So, she, a lot of people speculated at the time while the trial was going on that she would be running, and lo and behold, she announced her candidacy pretty quickly after that verdict was rendered in Waukesha County Court. And... Daniel Bice now outlines a what I think is, I don't want to speculate, but I think it is an important aspect for how the criminal justice system in Wisconsin can be different for depending on who you are. And so the details of the story surrounds the reason why it's being talked about now, not only because Judge Darrow is running for state Supreme Court, but at a recent political nonpartisan campaign event for this seat, she was confronted by the father of a student at UW-Milwaukee that passed away due to fentanyl poisoning back in November of 2021. And when asked and told who she was receiving questions from, the candidate... left in a hurry, Brian. And it seems interesting that there hasn't been more developments in this story over the 15 months that the UW-Milwaukee Police Department have investigating the events surrounding this fentanyl poisoning. And
now,
go ahead.
Why did the father of this victim confront Judge Darrow?
Because it seems that Judge Darrow's son may have had a potential connection with this father's son that has since passed away. And it seems like the two had a relationship at UWM and knew each other, but there hasn't been a whole lot of progress made in investigating the fentanyl poisoning for this individual 15 months ago. And so this father is looking for closure, looking for answers, looking for resolution, it seems. And we're going to continue giving you updates with what's going on in this story. There's been statements out on behalf of Judge Darrow and some of the students that were involved back on UWM's campus in November of 2021. But Brian, it's very interesting when you... view this through the lens of the criminal justice system, the courts, and justice here in Wisconsin. Because the Supreme Court is what is on the ballot this February and April, and I think we got to talk about this story.
Yeah, and we're gonna give you details from the actual article itself, because I don't want to speculate.
Yeah.
I want to give you exactly what has been reported. So we'll come back with that, and we're going to have a great time either way. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Money, it's a crime. Sheriff, don't take his last mile. Money, so they say.
Hey, this is Matt from Design.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 28 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 14. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening to the program across Civic Media. If you want to join us, share a tangent, 844-967-2789. Brian, $1 million advertising giveaway taking place one day only, today, across Civic Media. Go to the website, civicmedia.us/million. And we're discussing right now an article written up by Daniel Bice over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, outlining the events that took place here in Madison at a campaign event for Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro in her bid for the Wisconsin Supreme Court earlier this month. And so reading from the piece, as Bice outlines, Wanakee resident David Reddington never thought he'd get a chance to ask state Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Doro directly about the fentanyl death of his son, Cade. But there they were on January 10th at Pedro's Mexican Restaurant in Madison. Reddington, a semi-retired independent insurance adjuster, had arrived for dinner and Doro was speaking at a Dane County Republican Party Pints and Politics gathering. Near the end of the event, Reddington introduced himself to Doro, a Waukesha County judge, who is one of the four candidates running for Supreme Court in next month's primary. After a bit of small talk, Reddington said he got to the point of the conversation. Quote, look, I want you to know who I am. I'm David Reddington, the father of Cade Reddington. Reddington said Doro withdrew immediately and said, I'm not talking to you, shortly before exiting the restaurant. So that was the nature of the events that unfolded at this political gathering that the candidate did not want to even have a discussion in private or anything like that with this individual that was, again, in my opinion, looking for closure. And Bice goes on to detail throughout this article accounts of the Reddington family reaching out to Doro in an attempt not to accuse or anything of that nature, but to try to get some assistance in moving along the 15-month investigation into his son Cade's fentanyl poisoning from November of 2021.
Yeah. I don't fault anyone for having a son that has any sort of drug issues. This happens all the time, especially with parents with high prominent jobs. Her husband works for the Department of Homeland Security, from what I understand. She's a judge. It's you know, having parents in those positions, there's a lot of rebellion and things like that. The kid's like 20, between 20 and 22 years old.
He was an 18-year-old. He was an 18-year-old freshman.
But now he's like...
Yeah. Oh, at the time, yeah, of these events, I believe he was 18.
But point is that one, you're going to... You're going to run for Supreme Court, right? You're going to know that this is going to come out because it's public record and then you can figure this out. And people are clearly willing to talk and wanting to talk in public about it. So you have to know this is coming. So if this is what you got when you know that these things are coming, I don't know that that's a really good political strategy, one. Two, the things that Daniel Bice brings up aren't necessarily that, oh, this kid's a jerk or whatnot, but one, who's paying for the attorney for her son? How does that get worked out? This poses ethical questions as far as, you know, the justice goes. Did she, there was a situation where there was a picture up with the kids, her son with the deceased kid's, you know, hand,
his arm, his arm around the neck of the deceased individual.
And that was since deleted. Was that under the advisement of one of the parents? Probably. But is this legal counsel? Is this, you know, ethical counsel? Is this trying to save face or whatnot? How does this work out? This is the ethical question that gets raised. And that's the problem. It's not that there is an ethical problem. The problem is you have to prove there isn't one now.
Well,
you know what I mean?
In a statement earlier today, Judge Darrow put out saying, I understand that by putting my name on the ballot, I invited scrutiny about myself and my actions. My children aren't running for office, and they and every candidate's kids should be off limits. We need to restore a sense of decency in our elections. And
isn't she supported by the Hunter Biden crowd? Just saying.
That's an interesting dynamic. I think,
you know what I mean?
If the shoe was on the other foot, Brian, do you believe that conservative candidates would be going after liberal candidates for similar for a similar story? Because
one, absolutely. Absolutely. But two, you brought up something else, and we'll talk about this when we come back, but not a sides issue, but what about, like, I don't know, other people that had to deal with something with fentanyl, like Quadron Wilson? You brought him up.
Yeah. In preparing for the show, fentanyl is a major problem across the country right now. Here in Wisconsin and across the country, fentanyl is a public health crisis in many regards. And the fact that when fentanyl is involved in a story, in some instances, it draws out to be a 15-month investigation. And in other instances, it ends up with an unarmed black man shot 5 times in the back. I think it's important to talk about how the criminal justice system and how individuals are investigated. And I believe everybody is innocent until proven guilty. I'm not trying to speculate that I think that there was any wrongdoing by the judge, by the judge's son. Even if there was,
how she handles that situation is what is the issue at hand here, not necessarily her son.
Right.
Did her son get a leg up in the justice system because he was her son? That's what's at issue.
There are two criminal justice systems here in Wisconsin and in the United States of America. And I think when you discuss stories that involve fentanyl, there is a stark contrast between those two systems of justice. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Phil Lipoff. 5 Memphis police officers are in custody and have been charged with second-degree murder and other offenses in the beating death of Tyree Nichols. The 29-year-old pulled over in a traffic stop earlier this month, tried to run before officers allegedly beat him. He died 3 days later. The officers were fired last week. The nation's gross domestic product grew 2.9% in the last 3 months of 2022. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says it shows Americans are still spending even with inflation.
Specifically, we saw consumer spending on goods and services rise a bit. Also, federal government spending, state and local government spending as well. That was offset, though, by a drop in spending for housing. We know the housing market has dropped significantly as interest rates continue to rise. There was also a drop in exports.
A judge in San Francisco has ordered video and audio police recordings to be released to the public in the hammer attack of Nancy Pelosi's husband back in October. That could come as early as today. This is ABC News.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's record budget surplus keeps growing. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau now says state government could be $7.1 billion in the black in July. That's a half billion dollars more than expected. Almost 90% of that increase comes from money that was set aside during the past 2 years but not spent. Lawmakers and the governor are talking about what to do with the money. If you don't have high-speed internet where you live, now is the time to fix that. Anyone can challenge the Federal Communications Commission's draft of the National Broadband Map. You can check your address to see if you should be getting it. Washington is trying to get high-speed internet access to as many people as possible. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everybody.
Slapping the bass, man.
We're slapping the bass around here, and we're reclaiming this song, because, by the way, this used to be the intro for the Celebrity Apprentice.
Really? I think I can say with confidence, I don't believe I've ever watched an episode of The Apprentice. Never once. Never saw the appeal. Never saw the appeal.
You never saw the what?
I never saw the appeal to the show. Like, I was not interested one bit.
So it was just something that Amy and I were watching. This is earlier on in our relationship, when we had copious amounts of time. Now we don't, which is fine. So we pick and choose. So we actually have some, but now we're like, let's watch that and that and that. And that sounds great. So we were watching The Celebrity Apprentice for like a season or two, and it shouldn't be like this, but it actually gave me insight into Trump's presidency.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Like, and then especially when I went back and found out that the executive producer, who's also the executive producer for a whole bunch of different shows, Survivor and namely Big Brother, one of my favorites, essentially made Donald Trump who he was, because Donald Trump never paid attention to any of the contests, never paid attention to anything during the week, just basically went to the boardroom and then listened to people babble to him, and then he just decided who he was going to fire. And then they would
just whoever would talk edit. To him last, essentially. Whoever.
Yeah, but then they would reverse edit the entire show to make it look like that person was an idiot or deserved to be fired or justify that person getting fired.
Yeah.
And they'd edit out all the parts where the people were talking bad about that one person and then show those. It's amazing how these things work. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, money, 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 because we are giving away some money today, Brian. $1 million to be exact, in the $1 million advertising giveaway that is taking place today only. Portal opened at 9 a.m., but it's still open right now. You can go to civicmedia.us/million. Yeah, time is running out. So you want to go over to the website, let them know that let Civic Media know that Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian sent you, and you can sign up to win a portion of the $1 million in free advertising our sales team is giving away. So civicmedia.us/million. And Brian, before we jump back to the story, let's head over to the phone lines. We got Bob in Sauk City calling in. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi guys. Sauk City Bob here.
How are you doing today, Bob?
Welcome.
Well, pretty good. Say, I'm really glad you're talking about the Jennifer Darrow story that Daniel Bice put in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I think Darrow should immediately withdraw from the Supreme Court race. Immediately.
Yeah, and why do you believe that, Bob?
Because, first of all, she's a perfect example of the hypocritical conservative. They all conservatives say they believe in law and order and cracking down on drugs. And it's pretty clear when you read the story that her son is a drug dealer. There's no question about it.
Well, it seems like the UW-Milwaukee police are still investigating this event that led to the untimely death of an 18-year-old student at UW-Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And
how long have they been investigating?
For 15 months. This was November of 2021. Yeah. This incident took place.
Right. So you know what they're doing. They're protecting Darrow. She's the hero judge of the Waukesha Christmas Parade. They don't want anything to besmirch her. They're protecting her.
And we don't know that for sure, Bob. But it does. It seems to be that the UW-Milwaukee Police Department is at a crossroads right now with this story coming out. And this probably is speculation, because I believe there will be more public pressure. This was a big story when it came out. UW-Milwaukee's campus added Narcan boxes to campus dorms in the aftermath of this event, because I believe there was a second fentanyl poisoning, not related to the events of this one, but they were very close on campus that fall, and UWM overhauled its procedures for how to deal with fentanyl overdoses in lieu of this event. 15 months later, I have a feeling there will be more public pressure to find out the details that led to Cade Reddington's untimely death in November of 2021.
Now, I want to be very, 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 very clear. We are not saying that he is a drug dealer.
No.
I'm not saying he is, because there's no, I don't have proof of that. This is what the reporting leads you to believe. However, my point is not whether he's a drug dealer or not. I don't honestly care. I would love him if, because again, a lot of times the drug dealers are in between of fentanyl as well, and they don't know that they're giving something wrong out either. There's so many go-betweens with these things anyway. There's so many different circumstances here. I'm not going to go down every road. My point is that it's not that she has a son that is involved with drugs. It's whether that son is getting special treatment or a different set of justice compared to everybody else. Because that she is a justice, and
because she is a judge,
like Bob alluded to, are they covering for her? And is this about covering for her? Is this about getting justice? And that ethical question we need to talk about when we're talking about the Supreme Court justice, not whether her son is a drug dealer or not. That's the beside the point. It's how it's dealt with in these circles and how justice is served in these situations. And if her son possibly could give more information, that's what they're actually looking for. The father was looking for is, can you give more information where you got them? If you are the dealer, where did you get them? So we can find the person who brought the fentanyl into this country.
And from Bice's reporting in the journal Sentinel, on November 30th, Reddington's family sent a letter to Darrow's Waukesha County courtroom asking her to help out in the case by doing what she could to get her son to meet with authorities to declare his innocence or provide cops with the names of drug distributors in the area. So I don't think the Reddington family is trying to accuse anyone of wrongdoing. I think they are searching for answers. And they are not receiving cooperation from individuals that may be able to shed some light and help find those answers. And the question you ask yourself then is why? Let's head back over to the phone lines. We got Jeannie and Eau Claire calling in. Jeannie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Outstanding show today. I first heard about this whole situation this morning on Earl's show. And we don't even know about this on our side of the state. So a lot of times things that go on your side of the state never even get a minute's notice. But I find this very alarming to me as far as the highest court in the state of Wisconsin, which this seat will be sat in for 10 years. And besides that, we do not have a great recusal statements or policies or ethics on our Supreme Court as it stands today. And to me, this is very disconcerting because I feel that when you go for the Supreme Court justice, we don't want any illusions or delusions or whatever you want to call it of improprieties or protecting our loved ones, and we need clean judges without any issues to be on that highest court that will be making decisions for that impact all of the courts and all of the laws and everything in our state. So thank you for bringing this up. I have concerns about this. I think maybe she should wait for a while till this issue is cleaned up. 10-year seat is a long time if this is an issue and it will impact any decisions you make in the future. Thanks, guys. You're doing an outstanding job. Thank you. Bye.
Absolutely, Jeannie. Really appreciate your phone call. You could be like Jeannie, 844-967-2789. And Brian, I mean, Jeannie does speculate to a large implication of what this Supreme Court seat means. 10 years is a long time. And there are important decisions that voters will need to make on who they send to this seat through the February primary on February 21st and in the April general election on April 4th. There are consequences to elections.
To that end, I don't want her to drop out. I honestly don't. I two things. One, that it's in 4 weeks, so you're going to find out anyway. Two, you'll get a little bit more of a reading as to what the people think about this and how much people actually care about this, because that'll give you more information. But three, I'm hoping, and this is what I'm hoping, that she said that she ran away from the father of the victim here because she legally did not want to be able to compromise herself, or that there's an ongoing investigation she can't talk about. I'm hoping that she is not giving as much information because she can't, and I'm hoping that her son is cooperating, but in such a back channel that they can't say anything. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that the benefit of the doubt is there. And I'm hoping that actually comes out, because if we get, again, if this piece, Daniel Bice has been accused of making hit pieces and stuff. It's just the guy's reporting on things that actually happen. If this moves the needle on getting justice for these people who have died of fentanyl overdoses and maybe gets the people who are distributing fentanyl in jail, great. How this affects the Supreme Court race, I'd like to see this resolved sooner than later, or at least get a little bit more clarity on the situation. But again, you have to call into question now the possible, again, we don't really know much about this woman other than she happened to be the justice that caught the Brooks case.
She was the judge assigned the Darryl Brooks Jr. case and
yeah,
somewhat sprung into state and national fame because of presiding over that case. Yes. Go ahead.
The last thing is the reason I want her to stay in is because of 6,000 votes. Brian Hagedorn won his seat by 6,000 votes. I mean, any and all things are at play here.
What do you mean by that? Because
I know that Brian Hagedorn is more of a he's painted himself as more of a moderate, although he has written some pretty interesting things in the past. But I think a lot of his moderation came from the fact that he barely squeaked through. You know, I think he realized that, you know, in order to really deliver on what was asked of him, if we're talking about people being justices, it happened, you know, in a really small margin, and maybe that affected how he judges things. I don't know, guys. We got to take everything into account.
Well, and the important thing to recall is there will be two individuals moving on from the spring primary. So in February, there will be two candidates. So as you said, voters will have the chance to determine whether or not this is a either problem or not when it comes to how they view the candidate, Judge Jennifer Darrow, for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I wish I had as, and maybe I'm becoming more cynical in age, Brian, but I wish I had I thought I'd get you good with that one. I wish I had as optimistic view. Because a 15 months is a really long time for an investigation like this to continue. And the fact that this family has been awaiting answers for 15 months and been essentially, to this point, it sounds like stonewalled. David Reddington by the UW-Milwaukee police has been told not to get too close to this investigation, to let the professionals handle it, and he's been sitting for 15 months without answers. And if there was somebody that had answers, I would be going to the ends of the earth to find those answers. And so I hope that you're correct, that the lack of cooperation there, the lack of coordination, is because that is the way that the legal system needs to unfold for these investigations.
I hope.
But I don't know if I'm as optimistic as you, big guy. That's all I'm going to say today. And like I said, maybe it's a little cynicism with age. Who knows?
We'll take a lap next when we get back.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll continue the conversation when we return.
You are listening to your...
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news...
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 14. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Snow likely, highs around 34. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow night, lows around 11. Mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Hope.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We here today on Civic Media are giving away $1 million so that money can talk. Head over to the website, civicmedia.us/million. You can learn more about the giveaway. There are a few rules and restrictions, so you'll sign up. You'll enter in your information for your small business and be entered to win a portion of the $1 million that we are giving away in free advertising today, one day only. And you could be like our friend Hawk Sullivan, owner and proprietor of Hawk's Bar on State and several other local watering holes here in Madison. We'll work with you to craft a message about your bar or small business, whatever it may be. But we can come up with fun little things like suck down drinks so we don't have to suck, like Hawk includes in all of his ads now. That was a... That was the product of a fun
harmonization.
Yeah, it was the product of a fun, creative session with Hawk and yourself, Brian, and me. And we came up with, I think, a very great ad, and we have a fun time airing those. And we thank Hawk for his sponsorship here on Dueling Tangents. But Brian, it's going to be a lot of fun working with all these small businesses that are signing up today to be a part of the $1 million advertising giveaway. My phone's just blowing up. Everybody is signing up.
Do it now. It's we can. There's only a finite amount of things we can do, and a finite amount of ad space and a finite amount of things. So, when it's gone, guys. So
yeah, if you want a piece of the creative juices that Brian and I like to just put out there in the world to get some tangents, sign up.
We might be able to tangent for you.
There you go. That's
it for you. Which reminds me,
that's a tagline.
I have a friend. thank you for coming here. I have a timeshare presentation I'm about to give you. All right. So yeah, we have some things that we'd like to also brag about. Moving on from the Judge Jennifer Doro situation, I found an interesting couple of interesting headlines. Let's brag about some things.
Let's
right?
do it. Let's do it.
Here's an interesting headline at the in Madison. The AP News. Sorry, this is posted by AP News. Wisconsin governor takes total control of resources agency.
Wow.
That's an interesting That's a funny way of saying that Fred Prynne isn't in the way.
Well, there are two new appointees, because the next one that was supposed to leave the board after Fred Prynne was supposed to leave the board, they stepped down because they were like, oh, well, Fred's gone, and doesn't really matter now if I overstay my welcome. I might as well just, observe the way that our democracy works here, and my term says that it ended, so I'm going to end my term and not play this weird game of constitutional chicken with the executive branch and say, nuh-uh, you can't appoint me, you can't replace me, I'm gonna sit here and stay a while.
And well, when you don't have someone being really childish to lead the way and take all the heat, it kind of seems childish when it falls on you. It's so funny how the dominoes just fall right down.
Yeah,
it's like when you punch a bully in the face and they run away crying. It's crazy.
Or we don't condone violence against bullies.
Talks and talks and talks is asked to go on put up or shut up, and then they don't talk anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Brian. And, I mean, I would never punch you in the face, even though you like to bully me from time to time. But that's okay.
No, I'm sure I could get you to. I don't want to push you there, but it's not.
This isn't interesting. The fact that, Fred Pren sat on that board for 20 months? 20 months overstayed his welcome, and then it gets the headline, Wisconsin governor takes control of
resources. He was into, like, 2T size already.
Yes. It was a prolonged refusal to leave, and
his overstay could learn was in the range of being able to learn how to walk.
It was almost the same length as an assembly term here in the state of Wisconsin, and the mailman
the work involved in that 20 months was really just down to like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, that's true. But the mailman must be at the residence there, Brian, because Daisy is just going wild.
You see, Daisy's really excited about the $1 million giveaway, and she's telling everybody that if you don't sign up right now, your space could be gone. Just check it out.
It's true.
Go to civicmedia.us/million. See, she's right here.
There she is. She's gone now. There she is. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, you get to see her.
She's literally directly behind me, and yeah. I can't get her.
she's just being tough. But, Brian, speaking of money, like we're giving away $1 million, it seems like Wisconsin's surplus just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Wait, I thought they already had a budget surplus of like $6.4 billion.
And now, according to reporting over at the Cap Times by Jesse Apoyan, it's now projected to exceed $7.1 billion.
The best is yet to come. That's It's about a $500,000 more than Tony Evers projected in November. And he was trying to brag. Wow.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
This is insane. This surplus is just going and going again. Again, does it just mean that we weren't collecting these taxes properly under the former administrations? Because it's not like there were any new taxes raised. It begs the question.
Or perhaps maybe seeding the ground with money for new businesses to grow, to capture more revenue from the businesses growing that could possibly lead to the growth of the economy. But possibly ones that maybe, I don't know, don't fall under some big giant corporate conglomerate tax bracket where they don't actually pay any taxes. Maybe that could be it. I'm told, and again, we only have summer a couple months out of the year, but what I'm told is that if you only water one part of the lawn, that's the only part of the lawn that'll grow. But if you water the whole lawn looks really good. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's weird. The Biden administration working on bringing manufacturing back to America, and the Republicans in Congress voting against that, but then focusing on entrepreneurship and small business growth has led us to where we are. But no, Brian, let's not overconflate things. I think the Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature putting their feet up last March and just watching all this happen around them is really what led to the economic momentum that we are experiencing right now as a state.
I don't know. Maybe they should ask their own legislative fiscal bureau, because that's who released the study that says we're $7.1 billion surplus, a half a billion dollars. I'm sorry, ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony Evers, once again.
Man, he's delivering, and this is the start of his second term, Governor Tony Evers. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. But the biggest takeaway from today's show, it's the $1 million advertising giveaway, folks. Go to our website. You can check out the podcast there, but you can also sign up to receive a portion of the $1 million we are giving away in advertising. So sign up online. Only hours left. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
It's easy.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Greenbelt.